Hey, how you doing?
Good, and you?
It's a million miles a minute every day. Hasn't let up. Can you grab a pen real quick?
Yeah, hold on.
Cool.
You got a pen somewhere around here? Okay, go ahead.
Cool. So your loan right now is being serviced by Can Capital. I want to tell you a program I've got you approved for. I can also go back to CAN and see what they can renew you for on that program, but there's a new program that I've been using for a lot of my customers, and I want to go through it. I put everything in writing. You know, I've always put everything in writing for you, but I want to go over, so sometimes things are lost in translation. So when you talk about most working capital loans, generally, you're going to be paying, when you pay off, like on our loan, if you pay off NewLogic, you get a 6% remaining discount. Now, since your loan is almost done, you're not really rolling over that much interest. The problem that a lot of my customers have, and I've seen, is someone will do a $200,000 loan, and then 6 months later, it's a 12-month loan, and 6 months later, they'll have an opportunity to borrow more money, and then they're really in a nasty place because they kind of have to begrudgingly roll over all this interest. So it's not a fair program, in my opinion. So I have a new program that this is the way it works.
By the way, am I with Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the company you work for? Or is that like somebody you sold a loan to, or how does that?
No, I work for Bank of Cardiff. I'm an employer here for 9 years.
Okay. So that guy that was trying to hit me up and ask if I wanted to redo it and all that, I think his name was like Sam Somali or Somalia or something like that.
Was he with Bank of Cardiff or was he with?
Yeah.
We might have had another rep in our renewals department reach out to you. Might a guy named Steven.
Okay. I don't think it was that guy. It was somebody else. But he said, "Hey, your loan's almost due. You want to renew it with me?" And I was like, "Well, I'm doing it, Ruben." You know.
And it could have been.
He was trying to cut you out.
No one. We don't have the environment. I actually help run our company. I don't own her, but I help run it. So there, no one's cutting me out. So I appreciate it, though, you having my back. I do like that. Let's talk about your business and kind of what some avenues are. So last time we did your loan, you had a very, we did, I think, a 119 over 12 months. But I want to tell you about the new program and the kind of the pros and cons. So the reason I really like this program is that the renewal option is the best in the business. So the first thing is, number one that I like about it is you can go up to 250. You talked about having some extra cash. So it's not going to be a 150 or 175 cap. We can give you 250. The second thing is, it's daily or weekly payments. Your choice. Some people like weekly. We're more than happy to extend that. The third thing is, choice of terms, 12, 15, 18 months. But the most attractive part of this program is the interest forgiveness on renewals. Let me walk you through that so you can, and I'll answer any questions.
All right.
My average customer on this term takes an 18-month loan. Once they are 9 months in, they have the ability to renew, which means they can borrow more money. Some people do, say, 12 months, and if it's 12 months, it's 6 months in. What that means is if they are applying for more funding, they don't get, like, a small discount on what the remaining interest is or the balance. We waive all the remaining interest if they qualify for renewal and do a renewal with us. We also provide an amortization schedule that shows them, okay, like, to give you an example, after on an 18-month term, I'm just using a random example. I've got $120,000 left, $90,000 is interest, $90,000 is principal, $30,000 is interest. I'm going to waive all that $30,000 of interest, and I'm not going to carry it forward. And so it's one of these things where it puts really the customer, in my opinion, in a much better point. They're in better control. So I want to go over this approval on how we can do it and kind of what some terms are. And just so you know, from my opinion, I know you've gone with, I think, GBR funding before. I know we gave you a great deal last time. So what I wanted to do was, on this specific program, just basically get as aggressive as possible with you. Get this program down to the bottom dollar, and then you can tell me what you think. So my suggestion always is to do the longest term, especially with this renewal. But I'm going to give you all the numbers, and I hope you have a pen handy.
You got it.
Also, just so you know, the way this loan works, In addition to any loan amount you take, you're also approved for a credit line of $20,000. So if you want to do a credit line for 20 grand, if you have some other needs and just pay it off immediately, you can do that, which is a nice, it's a nice thing. So here's where we're at. So let's bring it up. So if you looked at an 18-month term, there's two ways I can price you out. I'm a big believer in give people zero fees, but there's two ways I can price it out. If you are okay with paying an origination fee, I can give you a 129 over 18 months with a 2.5% origination fee taken out of the total loan amount. Now, let's just say you wanted a zero fees transaction. Hey, look, I don't want to pay any fees. Okay, so what would that be? Not a problem. So if you looked at that, let's see, you'd be looking at a 131. So if you did a, I believe a 131 over 18 months. Now,
can you get him real quick, Stan? Hold on, buddy.
No, take your time.
Sorry.
All right, your son. How many hits you have?
Okay, so I got that.
So if you looked at, say, if you looked at a 12-month, the 12-month is really attractive. What does that mean? If you paid an origination fee, it would actually be very similar to your last time, which is a, it actually would be a 120 with a 2.5% origination fee, or it would be a 122 with no fee. In my mind, where kind of I see things is, with most financing, the longer you go, the higher cost you pay. If you do a 30-year mortgage versus a 15-year, your cost across the board is higher. This is not the same. If you do a 12-month term versus an 18-month term, the 18-month term is 50% longer, but it's not more than 50% more expensive. The reason why I put, and I'm very adamant that I push this program, I tell people I am a huge believer in this program, is simply because it gives customers the benefit. If you do not renew, you still have a great deal. You have an amazing deal. But if you do renew, you could come to me in 6 months and say, hey, Ruben, I'm crushing it and I want another $150,000. And at that point, we really don't have to have a discussion of, okay, well, you're going to have to begrudgingly prepay $12,000 of interest. That's why I like this program. The control goes away from me and goes to my customer. Now,
all right, that's a lot to swallow. I want to do
it's a lot.
After 9 months. After 9 months, there's a forgiveness of the interest set on the.
No, so there's.
Deal.
So here's how it works. Mm-hmm. With the renewal policy. So, for example, I'm more than happy, and it's one of those things where, you know, I ask people not to throw me under the bus. Different programs have like different. I haven't submitted your file to CAN for renewal because I don't want to submit them a renewal and then get you another program and then say like, well, what's going on? I want to go smart about it. So. With the CAN renewal, you get a 6% discount by paying off early. So if we were going to use this loan, I would have you sign loan documents, and then I would have you pay off CAN, so you get that 6% on your remaining payments, and then I'd fund your loan. Now, just so you know, this has happened to me a lot recently. Your loan's approved to the end of the month. I know you don't necessarily need the money, but because this program is so delicately underwritten, I'm trying to incentivize you with amazing pricing to pull the trigger now. It's definitely something that I'm pushing, and I'm not going to hide that. Now, the renewal option is 50%. This is all put in writing. So the renewal option is 50%. So if you do an 18-month term, your renewal option comes in at 9 months. I will provide you an amortization schedule. No big deal. With the amortization schedule, so if you do 18 months, you can ask for more money in 9 months. If you do a 12-month term, you can ask for more money in 6 months. If you renew, all the remaining interest is waived if you do a renewal with us. If you don't renew, let's just say you wanted to pay off early. You still get a discount. It's 25% of the remaining interest due. That's still a good discount, but the most attractive thing about this program is the forgiveness on the renewal.
If you don't renew, I mean, if you do renew, you got to renew with you guys, but what are your interest rates going to be at that time?
I'm sorry?
Triple? My interest rates should be triple at that time?
So that's a really...
If it's 1.29 now, what is it going to be, 1.49?
No, it's an important question. So here's the thing. You're getting hit up by a lot of people. You're getting a lot of letters in the mail for working capital.
Yeah.
You are. The industry has turned into a zoo. I am doing about 10 refis a month, to be honest, if not more.
Yeah.
I'm just having people come to me. They have shitty loans. I'm getting them a better loan. So on this specific product, I have never seen someone. I have seen people get declined because they're bouncing payments on us. They go bankrupt. But I've never seen a customer who's not qualified for a renewal, who's gotten worse rates. But that's the whole point. The whole point is that, to me, there's always a give and take. Do I think you might shave 1% or 2% off someone getting another program? Absolutely. You might find a program that's 1% or 2% cheaper, but it might be 12 months. Or it might be 1% cheaper for 18 months. But because we don't know when opportunities arise for your business, and I just hope you appreciate my professional opinion, this program is the best program in the industry. I offer this to my customers if I can, not because I'm making a killing on them, but because I know in my heart of hearts that this is the best long-term solution. I will tell you that I have another customer that has done this loan like 4 or 5 times, and they're at an absurd 117 for 18 months. Yeah. Now, does that mean they're getting a 117 all the time? No, but like, for example, if we go to Can, they're going to lower your rate for a renewal because you've been a good customer. That's pretty standard. So I think your question is, what happens if I need to renew and you guys jack your rate up, correct?
Yeah. There's no guarantee, huh? It's just me taking your word.
No, there's no word. There is no guarantee, but that's the whole point. So let's just say you want, that's not going to happen. I've never seen a customer who has good history not get renewed, but because you're getting a schedule, because you're getting 25% of remaining interest waived, I've never seen anyone whose rate has gotten worse with the renewal. But if someone came into you with an amazing offer, so let's play that scenario out. Let's say your bank loses their mind, and let's say they come to you and say, "Hey Tony, no questions asked, here's $500,000 at a 115 over 18 months." Great, you still get a 25% remaining interest, and what I really do like about this program is the following. It's not worded in any kind of ambiguous way. For you to get your current loan paid off, you're going to have to pay that money out of your bank account to get your discount, but you're talking about a few hundred bucks. You're almost done with your loan. You're like 2 months away, correct?
Yeah, not even, I think.
It's very, very close.
Yeah, it's like a month and a half, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, 2 months, yeah.
Okay. Correct. So it's maybe $1,000 or $2,000 most on your remaining payments with the discount. But the way this program works is it doesn't matter where the money comes from. So if your bank, on the rare possibility, the half of 1% your bank came into you and said, "Hey, look, you know what? Hey, you know what? I want to refinance your loan. We're doing working capital now." Even if the money came from them, we would still honor the discount for the 25% remaining interest. It doesn't have to come from your bank account.
Okay, so 25% is what's waived after 50%.
No. So no, two different things. There's two waves. If you pay off the loan, or someone else pays off the loan on your behalf, let's just say you pay it off. Let's say you sell the business and you need to pay off the loan. You get 25% of the remaining interest at any time.
Okay.
If you renew, you get the full wave of the renewal. This is the way that I would tell you. Can Capital is a great company. We work with them. Nothing bad to say about them. But you're getting to a point where your business is getting bigger, and 150 to 175, it probably is getting a little too small for you. You probably need a line that's bigger. And so I think this program, I'm not here to crap on Can. They're a partner of ours. But with the renewal option, with the opportunities, this is a pretty damn good pricing. If you never thought you would renew, I'd send your, and you only wanted 150, we'd send your deal to Can Capital. It's just you're getting a little too big for that avenue.
Yeah, and is that why? I mean, is the reason the rate for the 12 months gone up because I'm asking for more money?
No, this is just a different program. So, like, it's a different program, and so that's the question, like, why is the rate gone up? But I'll tell you this. I believe Can Capital now, they charge, like, origination fee. So with this program, and I word it delicately. I'm not a stupid guy. I work it delicately. This program, unless you need, the only reason I won't offer you this program is if you need more than $500,000. So if you need $500,000, this program caps out. It's capped out. That's it. But for the whole renewal aspect, and the whole idea is transparency. We show a customer a schedule. We show them an amortization schedule. They know. They can look. Okay, it's week. I'm doing a 1.5 year term. That is 78 weeks. Week 39. I owe this much of interest. So this is how much will be waived. It's just something where after the halfway point, you don't have to play a math game and say, oh, well, like, well, what do I do now? How about this? How about that? You just said, no, hey, look, if I get my renewal, I'm waiving all the interest.
Mm-hmm. See, I know that if I do an 18-month, I'll probably hit two slow seasonality points, and I'll be in a bind.
Okay.
I'm saying you could get out of that with, you know, some forgiveness and whatnot. Now I'm wondering if I'll end up, you know, 3-4 years from now being in a real bind following this plan. I want to write down what, you know, all my thoughts and what the repercussions could be.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 4 years down the line versus just doing it every year and knowing that, oh, I paid it off, great. I don't have to worry about shit. You know, my seasonalities, you know, are the way that they normally are, and this is what I'm used to, and I could gauge what I need the following year. You know,
and
that fiscal year really helps me gauge what I need versus what I don't.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
It just worries me. I feel like I'm gonna do something wrong if I go 18 months. Now, granted, I know the payments gonna be less. It's gonna free up cash flow, and it'll put me in a better position, you know, at the end of the first year. But I gotta really get my thoughts out.
No, that's fine. And here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. It makes sense to me. So here's what I'll tell you. Just because I believe in what I believe, but that doesn't mean people in finance take liberties and they think they know their customers, and we don't know anything. We know what we do. We know money. You guys know cutting granite, two different ways to make money. Here's what I would tell you. You're an existing customer. I truly enjoy working with you. I love the opportunity. If you are dead set on 12 months, I know that I can go and push and probably get like 1% off the cost of money, so it's pretty equivalent to your loan. I don't think 12 months is the way to go, but if you're like, hey, Ruben, I really, really want 12 months, I'll go break my underwriters or twist their arm. I know I can, based on my numbers, I can push them off 1%. Is it going to save you a ton? No, but then you have a pretty, you still get that renewal aspect, but then you're still mashing up to 12 months, and that's completely fine.
Yeah, I know if, all right, so I got to think about what you're telling me, this option. I know that if, on the, you know, if you had sent me an email and said, hey, Tony, yeah, we could do 119, 12 months on 225, like, you know, last time, do you want to do it? I'd say, yes, let's do it, and let's do it within the next, like, 4 weeks to 4 to 6 weeks. But let me really think about this plan that you're telling me, because I want to see if maybe I'm passing something up. And
because here's the most important thing to think of. We can talk about like little differences, and for me, you can think of me as an insurance company. I'm gonna offer you multiple plans. I just want you to have insurance with me. I don't care if you go with Blue Cross. I don't care if you know what I mean. I'm here to value my relationships, but also make sure you're taken care of. If you needed $150,000, so I can give you a little insight into my industry and what's going on, and. It's turned into a zoo. You understand this.
Okay.
If you wanted 150, I could probably lower, or even 175. I could play this game with you, and I could lower your cost probably to like a 118, maybe even like a 117, who knows. But I think what happens is many people in our industry, and I know you kind of respect what I have to say, they're going to play a game with you, and they're going to say, well, hey, like, let's do 150, and let's get you down to a 117 or 117.5. And the problem is, then you're saying, well, the customer wants 225 or 250, and because you're missing it. So
put all your cards down on the line for somebody who's trying to wheel and deal and scam out the system.
No, it's not about scamming out. It's that – there's a lot of people that do that to their customers, but then the customer gets the raw edge because the customer thinks they're winning, but they're not winning. They're saving 1%, but then they're missing $75,000. They're missing their whole entrance. So yes, on this program, if you like, and I think the biggest decision for you to make is if you come back to me and say, "Hey, look, Ruben, I really think 150 is a way for me to go." I'll do my best for you, but
Just think about what you want to do. And nail it down for you once and for all and say, "Hey, can you do this? This is where it's at. I'm not changing shit on you. Let's do this."
Correct.
And then you can give me your best deal. And you know what? I think we're close. So let me I'll get back to you tomorrow. I'll let you know.
Yeah, take your time.
All right.
Take your time. Like I said, the approval I don't want to stress anything here, but this approval is a very custom underwritten approval. The guidelines change every month. I had a customer that dicked around. They lost their approval, and not because their bank statements changed, but because credit guidelines changed. If you want to do this deal, we should do it this month simply because you're guaranteeing it, and I know how delicate it is. Don't take that the wrong way, please. I just want to put your needs first.
Oh, I hear you. What is the end of the date? My last payment, is it November?
I'm gonna bring that. I already asked, but I'm pretty sure I can bring this up. So,
I have a feeling I might need it sooner than, you know, like last year I did it like 2 weeks before. I think I might need it like 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks before the end of the end of the payments, because I opened a new showroom and I'm extending all this credit out to all my contractors and it's screwing up my cash flow right now.
Okay, so let's bring that up. Hold on, Aphrodite, and that's probably hitting the nail on the head. It's probably better for you to get access to more funding than try to don't chase. In my opinion, don't chase a loan to save 1% if you need 250. Yeah. It's dumb, and don't take the dumb the wrong way. So this funded November 26th, I believe. You are, what term did we do for you? Let's see, we did a 12-month term.
Yeah.
So you're 82% in. So you are like 2 months away. September, October, November. Yeah, you're 2 months. You're 2 months and a week away.
Yeah. Okay. I really want to tell you that I'm not going to do it this month, but it'll probably for sure be before the end of October. Almost 100% sure.
I can just give you the information. I can't. Yeah. I'm never here to force someone's I'm never here to force their pen. But I would just tell you that if we had you sign documents and paid off your loan, I just like to guarantee people stuff. But I do not like to push them.
I got you, man. Listen, you're the only guy that I've ever liked dealing with when it came to any of this stuff. So trust me, you got the benefit of the doubt, regardless. And I'll keep you in the loop the whole time. But tomorrow, I'll let you know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, call me with any questions.
We'll figure it out.
And just so you know, the credit line is for $20,000 if you want to activate it. It's just something that they incentivize you with. So whatever loan amount, you also are able to access $20,000 additionally if you wish.
That's a good thing to have. Last year, I probably would have needed to tap into that. But, yeah, I got it gauged pretty good at this point. But, all right, I'll talk to you in the morning, all right?
Cool, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one with your family. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.